This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business, no. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Inflation above 8% continues to put the squeeze on Americans' finances, but Social Security recipients are about to get a little extra breathing room. They're set to see a bigger-than-usual bump in benefits from their annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, this year.
You know, so that COLA failed to keep people up with inflation this year, but now we're getting a bigger increase that will in some ways make up for that.
On today's show, we'll go through the numbers with our retirement reporter, Ann Turgeson. She'll explain whether this year's COLA is likely to keep pace with inflation and how higher monthly benefits could affect your taxes. That's after the break.
This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business, no. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
The nation's 70 million Social Security recipients will see an 8.7% jump in their monthly benefits beginning in January. That's good news for people on a fixed income. But there's more to the equation, especially when you factor in Medicare premiums and taxes. Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson joins us to sort through the details. Ann, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ann, why is the cost of living adjustment rising so much, and how is it calculated?
The cost of living adjustment to Social Security is designed to compensate people for inflation. And so it's rising so much just because inflation is really high. And how it's calculated is a bit arcane, but they look at one of the inflation indexes that the Labor Department puts out, which is specifically called the Consumer Price Index for Urban Wage Earners and Clerical Workers. And they look at the data for that index for July, August, and September, and they compare it to the same period from the prior year. So they look at the increase in prices over that period.
Okay, so these cost of living adjustments tend to move in step with inflation, but will they keep up with inflation in 2023?
Well, there's no guarantee that it's going to keep up. So what it does is it gives you an increase based on where the index is today compared to where it was a year ago. But, you know, the actual inflation rate in 2023 may be different from, you know, sort of the increase that they're giving you based on data as of today. So what we saw in this current year for 2022 was that the Social Security COLA, cost of living increase, was 5.9%. In fact, the inflation rate for much of this year has been higher than that. You know, so that COLA failed to keep people up with inflation this year, but now we're getting a bigger increase that will in some ways make up for that.
You know, and for a lot of people, the Social Security increase is eaten up by other expenses, namely Medicare costs, which rose 14.5% this year. How are Medicare premiums expected to affect the Social Security increase next year?
Right. So this is more good news for people who are on Medicare, actually, is that the Medicare Part B premium, which covers doctor's visits and outpatient care, that premium is actually going down next year, which is, you know, very atypical. It normally goes up. Next year, the current Part B premium is about $170 a month. That's the standard premium. It's going to go down about $5 per month to about $165 a month next year. A lot of people deduct their Medicare Part B premiums from their Social Security. And so some people who are on Social Security often complain that, you know, they don't really see much of a cost of living increase, because what ends up happening is that often the Medicare premiums go up by more than the COLA. And so, you know, to some degree, the COLA is eaten up by the increase in Medicare premiums. Well, that's not going to happen next year. So people are going to be able to keep this entire COLA in their Social Security check, plus the savings, the $5 a month savings on Medicare premiums next year as well.
So no doubt next year's 8.7% increase will come in handy for retirees, but how will it affect their taxes?
So it depends on the individual and it depends on your situation. In general, for people who have $25,000 of income or above, or couples with $32,000 of income or above, they, in theory, pay income taxes on a portion of their Social Security benefits. And so the COLA is actually pretty big this year, right? So it's going to add a significant amount in dollar terms to people's incomes. You know, some people may see themselves exceed these thresholds at which some of their benefits become taxable. Other people may trigger other tax consequences. For example, the added Social Security income for 2023 might push you into a higher tax bracket. Or for some people who have a higher income, the added Social Security could even trigger higher Medicare premiums, which is, you know, those are pretty expensive.
Now, let's say someone decides to delay claiming Social Security benefits. Would they still get these cost of living increases?
If you are between age 62 and 70, you are eligible to claim Social Security. You don't have to claim. I mean, you can delay, right? So a lot of people delay claiming until they reach their full retirement age, which for a lot of people is about 66 or 67, depending on the year you were born. To get a maximum benefit, a lot of people delay claiming until they're 70. So anyway, for every month in which you delay between age 62 and 70, Social Security actually bumps up your payment. On top of that, Social Security provides an annual cost of living increase. Those start at age 62, whether you claim benefits or not. You know, even if you delay, once you're 62, you're going to start getting that COLA. So people who, you know, are eligible to claim who haven't, and they're in that age range of 62 to 70, they don't need to run out and claim their benefits in order to get next year's COLA. It's going to be included in what they eventually receive.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Join The Wall Street Journal for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach, October 24th through the 26th. You'll connect with an invitation-only group of peers at expert-led masterclasses, innovative culinary experiences, and much more. It's all happening at our most exclusive technology event of the year. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.